A Most Wanted Man, written by John Le Carré and read by Michael Jaston.
She sat back and with lowered eyelids waited for Bachmann to come to heel.
"What does Joint say about it?" he asked.
"Joint burbles. Joint is fixated on a high-stepping imam, currently living in Moscow, who filters money to dubious Islamic charities. The Russians know he does it. He knows they know he does it. Why they let him do it is beyond the wit of man. Joint is determined to believe that the imam is the mafia boss's missing friend. This, despite the fact that, so far as anyone knows, he has no record of funding escape lines for runaway Russian Chechen vagrants on their way to study medicine in Hamburg. Oh, and he gave him his coat."
"Who did?"
"The good brother who drove our boy to Hamburg took pity on him and feared he would catch his death of cold in the chilly north. So he gave him his overcoat to keep him warm. A long black one. I have another gem for you."
"Which is?"
"Herr Igor across the courtyard has an ultra-secret source buried inside the Russian Orthodox community in Cologne.
And?
According to Igor's intrepid source, reclusive Orthodox nuns in a town not far from Hamburg recently gave shelter to a young Russian Muslim male who was starving and a little crazy."
"Rich?"
"His wealth has not been established."
"But polite?"
"Very. Igor is meeting his source tonight under conditions of extreme secrecy to discuss payment for the rest of the story."
"Where are you going?"
Anna Frey demanded.
"Across the courtyard."
"Whatever for?"
"To tell the gallant protectors that he's our case. To tell them to keep the police off our backs. To make sure that if by any unlikely chance the police do find him, they will kindly not send in armed response and start a small war, but stay out of sight and inform us immediately. I need this boy to do what he came to do for as long as he can do it."
"You've forgotten your keys," Anna Frey said.